What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Folks, are back on the Boss Man Show. Going down to Statesboro, Georgia, down the road from here in Atlanta, Georgia Southern University. The new head coach, Carly Henry, looking good over there, man. How you doing, Coach? Man, you looking good over there. Man, I see you. You're popping this morning, man. I like it.
Yeah, I'm doing great. Things are well. We've had a little bit of rain here in Statesboro lately, but it's been great.
I hear that, man. I'm asking you this, man. I know you're coaching in the G League, and you did that, man. But now you get to run your own program here at Georgia Southern, man. So I have to be back in the head coach seat again to be able to lead a young man, leading your program, and just that on a whole organization, man.
Yeah, it's been really good. It's been fun. Just a new adventure for myself and my family. You know, we were in, you know, Alabama for 4 years. It was, you know, unbelievable 4 years. You were in Chicago 4 years before that, you know, at Iowa State and Ames for 3 years. So it, you know, it's always, these transition periods are always tough. You know, you get away from away from my wife. You know, I have a 4-month-old daughter. I have a 3-year-old son. So you're, you know, back and forth a little bit with them, but at the same time, it's just a new adventure. And the opportunity to do something here at Georgia Southern and build something, it's been really exciting.
And Charlie, talk about this, man, how much of the MVP a coach's wife is, because she handles a lot of stuff when you're doing in the gym, on the grind, trying to recruit, trying to get something together. Talk about how much of a champion having a champion of a wife that have been in your corner, man, when you're trying to make this thing work for you and your family.
Man, I appreciate you bringing that up. I get a chance to accrue some brownie points and some good favor. But my wife, Tisha, she's a champion all the way. So I'll give you a little story. I mean, obviously, you know, I took the job and my, you know, my daughter was about a month old. So we've had to do this all with a newborn baby. And she was, driving behind the moving trucks, obviously, with our two kids. And she called my dad and, you know, she's talking to my dad about the move. And she said, you know, he says, well, where's Charlie? And she's like, well, Charlie was in Statesboro. You know, he had to go back because the guys were getting back in town. She's and, you know, my dad's like, so wait, you're moving the kids by yourself? He's not there. So my dad didn't. He kind of threw me under the bus a little bit. But my wife, man, she's unbelievable. And these transitions are, I don't know how she does it when you talk about having to, you know, two little ones and also getting the house ready and preparing the new house. So she's, like you said, man, you said MVP champion. She's definitely all those things.
No doubt, Charlie. Brian knows this. I'm going to say this too. My dad was a coach as well. And though I saw on Sunday how all his old players text him, call him, all that good stuff. I'm his only biological kid. He always tells me, I have thousands of sons besides you. So he, because he wanted to impact young men. So for you, Charlie, what made you want to get into coaching? And when did you know that you wanted to become a coach?
Yeah, so I guess similar to what you're saying. So my dad was a longtime high school and small college coach back where I'm from in Michigan. And for as long as I can remember, I was, you know, I would leave school, walk to his gym, watch him run practice, shoot on the side. So, you know, I've been a gym rat my whole life, following him around, following his teams around, you know, hanging on every win, every loss. So, you know, I tried to play for as long as I could, which I knew wasn't going to be all that long. And then I wanted to coach. And that's pretty much been my mind since I was 7 or 8 years old. And I've been fortunate and lucky enough to been able to do that.
No doubt. And for you, man, in this program, we're going to be the pillars for you, for your guys, the values they must have when they come every day into the gym to work for you guys and be Hail Southern is where you are down there, man. So what's going to be your pillars for your program? The guys who want to come play for you have to be about.
Yeah, for sure. You know, obviously I love the game. So, you know, I'm best working with guys that really love it. That it's not work. They want to be in the gym. They want to be getting better every day. They want to be coached. So, you know, I can find mutual ground with anyone that has a love for the game. And then when people come watch our teams play, you know, we want them walking out of there and talking about the relentless effort we played with. We don't want them ever leaving Hanner Fieldhouse. You know, hey, are they going to lose? Are they going to, you know, leave on a loss at some point? Yeah, but we don't want them to ever say, you know, they're walking out of there and we lost because we didn't give great effort. We didn't give our best effort. So I would say those two things. Obviously, I have a deep love for this game. So I enjoy guys that share that. And then we want our teams to be defined by relentless effort.
And Charlie, this time of year for me, I know when I was a player, man, that being around my guys in summertime working out was the best for me. When I was back home in Atlanta, I wasn't as locked in as I could. This is where you build that accountability to get a player-led team. So talk about this time of year where only I got to take one class, it's really you about basketball and your game, develop who you are. And also off that question, Charlie, are you putting in stuff now or are you just working on their games? Because I know you're a new head coach. You got to put your stuff in. So how are you kind of balancing that out right now?
Yeah, for sure. I'm sorry. I got a little lag there for a second. But what we've been, you know, talking to our guys about is, you know, obviously we're allowed to spend 4 hours a week on the floor with them, which we're using. You know, we're getting, you know, four different times. We're getting full team hour workouts. But because, you know, their schedule right now, this time of the year isn't extensive. They're not in a full load of classes. You know, the majority of them at most are taking two classes or, you know, one or two classes. So, you know, a lot of our students obviously go home in the summertime. So what they have is a chance to do extra. It's the unrequired work. You know, obviously they're gonna spend 4 hours a week with us. They're gonna spend 4 hours a week in the weight room, but the unrequired stuff, you know, the pickup, that's just organized amongst them when no coaches are around, you know, getting in the gym, two or three of them grabbing a GA or a manager to come in and rebound as they go through a workout. So that's what's been big is, you know, obviously we want to do a great job with what's required, the 4 hours a week, but we also want our guys understanding, that in order for us to be the team we want to be and for them to be the players they want to be, it's going to take a lot more than one hour a day, four times a week. There's some unrequired stuff that's got to take place.
No doubt. And talk about your staff, man. You had a quality staff. You hired the NBA guy, Maurice Spates, who I remember from covering in the NBA. So talk about having a high-quality staff and high-quality people to help these young men who are now part of your program.
Yeah, for sure. I'm glad you asked me about my staff. I feel like I got a great staff. I feel like, well, to start, I feel like we got, you know, great people, which is important. I wanted a staff that could really build relationships with our guys and that our guys could feel like was vested with them and their success. So Coach Shoemate, who I kept on staff, you know, former player, had a great career at Murray State. Played a couple of years in the G League, veteran, extensive college experience, tremendous recruiter. So that he really helped kind of stabilize things as I was still working for Alabama and obviously, you know, with some of the returners and whatnot. So he was a lot of those early wins we were able to get was he had a big part in. And then you brought up Coach Spates, Mo Spates, you know, tremendous playing career, you know, guys won a championship at, you know, both in the NCAA and the NBA, one of 33 players to do that. It may have changed. I don't know if it changed this year or not, but I know before this finals, he was one of 33 players to do that. So he's seen winning at the highest levels of basketball, and he's just an unbelievable person. So it's great to have him around. And then Kinte Hart, you know, somebody that I just, you know, I think he's just a tremendous coach. So I feel like we got a great staff. We got relationship builders. Guys that want to be invested with the guys, get them better, guys that can get guys better. They've all played the game, you know, different levels. They've all coached. So I couldn't be happier about my staff.
I think in this NIL transfer portal world we live in, having relationships with guys is so key. I feel like guys like yourself who have relationships with guys don't keep your guys, because if a guy don't believe in you or trust you, you know you have his back, or you really care for him besides what he can do for you, he will vote on you and leave. But if he knows you care about him as a human being and a basketball player, so he's more apt to stay with you and not fall for those NIL and portal games that happen. And we all know anyway, that's going on in the game we love at this instant right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're spot on with that. Obviously, you got to have strong relationship with your guys, you know, for in everything. Obviously, you know, you're talking about retention, but just, you know, to get them to be their best every day, you got to have strong relationships. I think retention's, you know, two part relationships are a huge part, and then just the plan for them and getting them better. You know, I think guys, obviously, you know, there's going to be guys that leave, and the reality at most places. But I don't think you'll consistently lose guys if you have strong relationships and they genuinely feel like there's a plan for them and they're getting better. I think if you're doing those three things, then you're going to be in good shape as far as, you know, retaining guys every year.
And Charlie, talk about where you're in Statesboro, Georgia. I think you have a good spot being the Sun Belt Conference to get guys all over the state of Georgia, get guys who want to come back home and transfer back home, may have went somewhere. So knowing they were taking this job, you went to a spot where you can find the right mix of people. Well, whatever you need, you can find it in Georgia, Florida, Carolinas, Alabama, Tennessee. It's right there for you to get it if you draw a circle around where you all at right now.
Yeah, for sure. You could definitely draw a circle around where we're at and get to a lot of places that produce a lot of players. And that's ideal. You know, having been at, you know, some other places where that wasn't the case, it makes things a little bit more challenging. But that's a great part about Georgia Southern is we can get in our car and recruit. You know, if you look at, you know, if you look at what we did in the portal, obviously adding guys from the state of Georgia. You know, Atlanta being such a, you know, talent producing city, you know, so wanting to do a good job right in our home state is where it really all starts for us. But then, you know, adding some pieces from some nearby states, you know, obviously we're not far from South Carolina. We added Deuce Dean out of the portal, who signed, so I can talk about. Avante Parker is a tremendously talented freshman. Was played for a great coach at Great Collegiate, Dion Bethea. You know, adding guys like that, and then, you know, Florida obviously being pretty close to Florida. So, you know, doing a great job in our home state. You know, I'll be there. Was there this past weekend at the Georgia Basketball Coaches Association event. I'll be there this weekend again. And then also, like you said, the circle. We can get to South Carolina pretty quick. We can get to Florida pretty quick. So doing a great job in those neighboring states as well. And there's the good part for us is that circle, there's a lot of players inside that circle.
No doubt. Now, would you be at Lake Point for the Under Armour event?
I will. So we got one more high school period event, which Lake Point's hosting an event as well. And then, like you said, our, you know, our first live period in June, obviously, you know, the three big circuits, obviously being like Adidas and Under Armour. Under Armour will be at, you know, Lake Point, that first event. So yes, we will, like I said, man, it's nice to, don't have to worry about flights and rental cars and all that good stuff. And just hop in your car and make some calls and make your way over there.
I'll get your number offline because I'll be at Lake Point all 4 days. I'll be there. So I'll be up there with y'all, you coaches, man, hanging out, man. So I'll see you late when I get your number offline. But last one I got for you, man, since you've been there, man, what's been your favorite food spot in down there since you've been down there?
Oh, man, you're putting me on the spot here. I'll go Del Sur for lunch. Man, you're going to get me in trouble, but I'll go Del Sur for lunch and Bowl and Barrel for dinner.
I hear that, man. I hear that. Well, Charlie, good to meet you, man. Good to have you on the show, man. Do this again real soon. And I will see you at Lake Point in about 10 days or so, man.
Thanks, brother. I look forward to seeing you.
All right. Thanks, brother. What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Well, the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.